District 7 Councilman Chris Medina believes it's bad timing to dole out bonuses to city public service executives and staffers because of a tough economy.
People are trying to make ends meet, and we're issuing out, or CPS Energy is issuing out, these types of bonuses. Very surprising. I thought, and certainly the comments that I got from my constituents, is that they were excessive.
Medina questioned whether bonus money could be used for keeping hookup fees down for homeowners and businesses, expanding the utility assistance program for seniors, or conducting energy audits to make homes more efficient. But CPS spokesperson Lisa Lewis says the employees earned a total of $16 million in bonuses because they all achieved strict thresholds required for bonus pay.
The intent of incentive pay is to demand great performance, and CPS Energy had the best performance year in its history in 2011, and our employees earned a part of that.
Lewis says when employees perform well, there are fewer accidents, injuries, and illnesses, and those are savings, she says, that are passed along to customers. It hasn't been determined if CPS will ask for a rate increase next year, but it did defer an increase this year. She says current rates are 9 cents per kilowatt hour, the lowest, she says, in the nation. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.